"Make way for liberty," he cried, made way for liberty, and died. In arms the Austrian phalanx stood, a living wall, a human wood, a wall where every conscious stone seemed to its kindred thousands grown, a rampart all assaults to bear, till time to dust their frames should wear, a wood like that enchanted grove, in which with fiends Rinaldo strove, where every silent tree possessed a spirit prisoned in its breast, which the first stroke of coming strife would startle into hideous life. So dense, so still the Austrians stood, a living wall, a human wood. Impregnable their front appears, all horrent with projected spears, whose polished points before them shine, from flank to flank, one brilliant line, bright as the breakers' splendors run along the billows to the sun. Opposed to these, a hovering band, contending for their native land, peasants whose new-found strength had broke from manly necks the ignoble yoke, and forged their fetters into swords, on equal terms to fight their lords,